where we're going to begin to make a turn toward the final stretch of our gathering, which will bring us here to the table, at least metaphorically. You should have communion in your bags, and if you don't yet have communion, you're welcome to go see Eric at the back table over there, and he can provide you with elements. And you're also welcome to be seated. We're going to linger here for a few more moments. If you'd like to stand, please, of course, feel free to do so. And kids, while I'm talking, as you finish up your artwork, if you have not already done so, kids slash teenagers, we've got most of our high school crew here as well today, please go ahead and just walk right up and hang up your artwork. We'd love to see that as we continue gazing on the goodness of creation together. Well, earlier in our gathering, Keely invited us to open up our eyes and take in the scene around us. And especially in the first service, my mind just immediately went to this grapevine that's right here behind the artwork. I wouldn't have known it was a grapevine until I was here a few weeks ago and pulled grapes off of it. But it's a grapevine, and it's just teeming with life. In fact, these off of there, just as I came up during the first service, without asking Andy for his permission, I'm just taking his grapes at this point, and they're delicious. But we've got this vine growing. And we are going to prepare our hearts to come to the living vine, to come to the one whose life flows into us that we might bear good fruits. And we're going to do that through an imaginative reading of scripture. Before we come to this table, we're going to engage a story of one of the times that Jesus talks about the wine that will eventually become symbolic and representative of his blood poured out for us. So on the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. But when the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine. They have no wine. They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." And his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now, using the gift of your imagination now, I want to invite you to imagine yourself at this wedding scene. Imagine deeply the sights, the smells, the sounds of the wedding party that is happening all around you. I want to ask you specifically to engage this story from the perspective of one of the servants this morning. You have a unique role to play in this wedding. And you're in this scene close enough to see what really happens behind the scenes. Close enough to hear Jesus' mother say, "They have no wine." And I wonder what the look is on the face of Jesus as he says to his mom, "Woman, what concern is that of yours or of mine?" What is the secret language that Jesus and his mother share such that he says to her, "I'm not going to do anything about this," and what she hears is something that would make her respond, "Do whatever he tells you to do." Hear those words as one of the servants from Jesus' mother, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And now standing there were 6 stone water jars for the Jewish purification rites. And each was holding 20 or 30 gallons. Imagine them, 6 stone water jugs. They are empty. They hold 20 to 30 gallons each. And Jesus says to the servants, fill these jars up with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And they filled them up to the brim. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the chief steward. So they took it. And the steward then tasted the water that had become wine, but he did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. The servants who had drawn the water knew. You who had drew out the water knew. Is there a place of service in your life? A place of work, a place of tending to the lives of a family member, perhaps your parenting or your job, your education. Is there any place in your life right now where you know deep down that what you have to offer is merely water? If even that, maybe your jar is totally dry. How does it feel inside to offer that little to the master? To offer that emptiness to the master, to offer that water to the master? But then how does it feel inside to see what you offered as water be poured out by the gift of Jesus as fine wine? You know where this wine came from. The steward called the bridegroom and he said, everyone serves the good wine first and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk, but you have kept the best for the last. Jesus did this. Jesus did this. Jesus did this. It was the first of his signs that point the way to this new kingdom, signs that point the way to how God is and who God is. It was the first of his signs. It revealed his essence. It revealed his glory. And his disciples believed. And so as we approach this wine giver, this living vine, he says, I am the vine. You are the branches. And we come to this moment, to this meal, to this feast with open hands, knowing that we cannot take, but we can receive. We come with open hearts. We come with an awareness of the emptiness of our planters, the emptiness of the vast jugs we have relied on for ritual and for purity. We come with open hands asking to be poured into, and we hear him speak a word to our emptiness. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But abide in me and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. You are already cleansed because of this word I have spoken to you. So abide in my love. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. That your joy may be complete. I want to invite you now to just take a few seconds and plan what it might look like for you to abide in the love of Jesus this week. And now, let's rejoice and draw near in the presence of our Savior. As we say, the Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks. We praise you and we bless you, holy and gracious God, source of life abundant. From before time, you made ready this creation. Your spirit moved on the deep and brought all things into being, sun, moon, and stars, earth, wind, and waters, and every living thing. You made us in your image, and you taught us to walk in your ways, but we rebelled and wandered far. But as a mother cares for her children, you would not forget us. And time again, you call us to live in the fullness of your love. And so on this day, we join with saints and angels in the chorus of praise that rings through eternity, lifting our voices to bless you. We say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to you, O Lord Most High. Christ, our Paschal Lamb, has been sacrificed.